think we've got 15 that are insured.
Yeah, 12, 15, somewhere around in there.
That are insured.
Isn't Mincy the only one that we have the reserve? Isn't Mincy the only one that we have the reserves on? Were they?
Primarily, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, all our other pavilions are kind of like first come, first serve. We just had some issues down at Mincy, so that's why we put the placard up there to reserve it for events.
We never have had a reservation for KDOC yet.
For that. What are we at on? I guess we can go up to that next.
If we could get to where we could get a well at KDOC, that would be a...
Yes, I'm working on that.
You guys are supposed to be working on that.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I got to get with Devin, and I need a little bit of help on making some phone calls. So. Mm-hmm. But is it? Addition, I think, it was fit. You have the basketball courts right there. You know, they'd have a community center that you could rent out for reunions or whatever, and they have stuff to do out there.
There used to be a lot of involvement, people having cookouts and that down there. I don't know if it is that away anymore or not.
Do we know how often it gets used now?
I'm sorry?
How often it gets used now?
Well, we have a monthly meeting, and then we do have rentals. I don't have it. I didn't make a list of the rentals, but some months we've rented it 3 times. Other times we've rented it once, sometimes just twice a month. I could get that together for you if you need it.
Well, if you rent it out 48 times a year, on average of 2 times a month, at $25, there's $1,200. You just paid your electric bill and your water bill.
Yeah, and I think we could get more than $25, $25, $30, even at...
Shouldn't $1,200 take care of all of it, the sewer and what?
Yeah, that would take care of the water.
That would be everything.
Yes, electric.
That's it. Pays your electric, your...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Water, sewer,
pays your
and
insurance.
Insurance,
water, and sewer.
Yeah.
No. I don't have
your insurance for the year is $1,081.
Well, yes. That was their insurance. I checked on the insurance on this, and they said due to the fact we have the other insured there, $100 to $200 would be the insurance on it. It would not be over $200
for insurance. How many other community centers are out there that are going to be in the same boat and we're going to be proposed to take over?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know either.
What's that?
I wouldn't know.
What was it that was the Taney Center? What was were we not asked to take over the Taney Center?
Well, they tried to sell it.
Because they were trying to sell it out. Yeah. And so people in the community stepped up and became on boards. They didn't have a... And when it became known... Yeah. They've got about 10 board members now.
I couldn't remember exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. I guess, what are the bylaws of the... Whenever it was incorporated, what does it say about transfers and all that kind of stuff? Do you guys know?
I think, is there not a copy?
There is. I just didn't want to read 4 pages if you had a simple answer.
I've not...
I've read...
Of the community center bylaws on that... It's a not-for-profit
We don't pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
I mean, in order to transfer.
If you dissolve it, is there stipulations in if you dissolve it?
Not that I am aware of. As I say, our president passed away unexpectedly, and he had the binder with all of the information about the community center, and we have not been able to get it from anyone. They haven't found it, so I don't really know.
Who elects that board? Seven members that pay for the...
It was the membership that elected. We had the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and then we did have a board, but we don't have enough members to fill the spots on the board.
And who can be members? People within that community? Or?
Yeah, anybody, really.
So they don't have to pay the dollar dues a month to...
No, they would if you want to become a member of the community center.
Right, but we're saying there's nothing...
There's no restriction. If you lived in Forsyth, if you wanted to join the community center, you could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I've been the past chair of the community center, and I live in Forsyth here.
I thought I was at a Big Rose at one time, and you were.
That out there that, uh-huh. Yes, I have been involved with the Powerside Community Center in the past. So. Mm-hmm. And I don't... When I was president out there, I read the bylaws, and I don't think there was anything in the bylaws as far as sale, transfer, or anything like
no,
that. I don't
wasn't.
Remember. It was just more about keeping the board and like that. So.
Well, it looks like you'd also have to look at the Articles 10, Chapter 33 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, 1939. To be organized under said laws and association. So you'd have to... I would definitely want council to look at this to...
She did give me this. I don't know if this is... I don't think you guys have a copy of this, do you?
I do. Thank you. They're supposed to be. Of course... If commission felt we could do it, absolutely, the council would have to go over it.
No, yeah.
You know. I know it's acceptable, according to the council, to take over, but...
Oh, so you've already talked to him about it?
When the Taney Center was coming up, went over the discussion, and he told me other counties it had and so forth. But... I guess we'd have to consider would there always be someone there to maintain it, to...
Is there somebody there all the time now?
One of our members lives diagonally across from the community center, and basically she is the one that... keeps a record of the number of rentals, and then when she collects the fees, she gives it to me. She's there to open the building for the people who are renting it, and then she'll be there after their event is over to lock the building, make sure it's in good condition. And she also has done the cleaning in the building. And it's all volunteers. She's not paid to do any of that.
Is it the same people that use it every month whenever it is rented out?
No.
So it is a different entity or party every time?
You like family birthday parties small wedding and...
Yeah, and we have
go in the,
showers.
Melba Epps used to rent it out quite a bit. I think she used to rent it back in the day about once a month. I know they've had, when I was out there, I know we had, there was a guy that rented it, did CCW classes out there. You know, like Laverne said, it was back in the day. I mean, when Ronnie was around and all that, I mean, it got rented out quite a bit. And it's just, like she said, it's just, the board members are just either passed away, gone away, and it's just kind of...
Are you trying to say we're all getting older?
Well, I guess. But...
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess I'm fine with having council look at it and see what our options are. See what things we've not thought about may come up.
Definitely he would need to look at it. Has the board officially voted that they want to...
Of the few members that we have left, yes. As I say, we didn't know what we could do. We just would like it to benefit the people of the area, if that's possible.
Okay.
We just, as I say, we just have no way to raise funds to keep the building maintained and pay the utilities and the insurance.
Then do we want to table it to have the council to look at it?
I think table it and just have council look at that and see what they... So you don't... Do you have a functioning board right now?
No. We have a secretary and a treasurer. I'm the treasurer. Secretary's told me that they may be closing on their house and she will be moving. So I'm just...
You probably need to talk to somebody that would know. You probably need to talk to a lawyer and find out what function you even can do.
Yes, I had thought about that, but we just hadn't done it.
And you may be able to find one that would just donate the time to do that, too. I don't know. Looks like you got a neighbor right there next to you that has a law degree. So.
Probably...
I don't know. I don't know what the... This is your guys' neck of the woods, so if there's issues there, that's something else. But anyways, I don't know that we can do anything. I don't know that we can do anything without a board taking action. And if there's no board, I mean... I think there's a lot of questions that need
with,
to be answered.
With their... Since Dave passed away, has anybody taken over? Have you guys... had an actual meeting and,
oh, yes.
And dissolved that so and moved
yes.
up to so like okay
well yeah, she just
so.
Said there's only two board members and one's a secretary and one's a
treasurer
so you don't have a president and a vice president
they both died
right
one was killed.